Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about the government's amplifying the attack on men. In my January 1st or December 31st video, I don't remember what it was, I talked about how the government, whether you're into politics or not, politics is going to get into you, and it's here. And the attack on men is now going into government, it's going into school systems, it's going into entertainment, it is literally everywhere. And most of the time when people ask me, like, hey man, why are you kind of doing your own thing? Why have you kind of stepped out of society? Why are you building a bus to go live off the grid and blah, blah, blah? I always tell them, I'm not necessarily dead on dating. Like, I know a lot of guys will date. I haven't, but it's more or less, I want to get out of society. Like, I'm so tired of society attacking men. And now it's getting deeper and it's getting more. So let me get recording on this here. And we will talk about it. So government's amplifying the attack on men. I got a whole bunch of stuff to complain about today. Some of it's on very recent news. An Uber driver, an Uber Eats driver, was his life was ended by two young women that were wanted to joyride or steal his car. Of course, no one went to the man's help. They went to the women's, but I'll explain that in a minute. And then, of course, there's a video going around about a woman getting attacked outside of a building, a business, and the security guards did not go out and help her. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. But first, our usual, the women posting their L's. And this is from CDN Locals. Selfie Saturday, went on a walk in the neighborhood and got catcalled by at least six guys. This ass is why I'm glad I'm a woman lover. Would be nice if guys would stop catcalling. If you can see the picture of this woman, the only catcalls she got, I guarantee you, were from stray cats that were hopefully looking for a home. And, her t-shirt says stay weird, and it definitely looks like she's living up to her t-shirt's advice. So, right. But here's the thing. Right now, it is so popular to virtue signal online that people will say other people are doing things even when they're not, just so they can virtue signal. And who's the main culprit? Maybe it's some of you fellas out there that are minorities. Maybe it's some of you that are just men. But here's a good example. She's going to go, oh, men are so poisonous. And oh, all they did, six of them catcalled me. And oh, I hated it. And it's so good that I love women. And it'd be nice if guys stopped doing this. Honestly, if you take a look at this picture, you know very well she was not being catcalled at, unless it was by maybe other women. You got me, but no, sorry. But by saying what she did, she gets to virtue signal and pretend like, oh, woe is me. Men are poisonous. Men are bad. And men right now are the soup du jour for making fun of. So, of course, we're going to get blamed for things that don't even happen just for the virtue signaling. Another post from Twitter that has 225,000 likes on it and 28,000 retweets. Now, I don't personally give much thought to Twitter because it is it's kind of like the world's worst trash heap, and then you lit it on fire as well. But it still resonates with a lot of women and people that are politically biased to one side. It says, my friend didn't reply to her man for 2 weeks and told me that, quote, you got to give him time to miss you, quote, and now he got a new girl, LMAFO. Yeah, guys are not going to wait around. Guys are not going to put up with crap anymore. We're done with it. But here's the great thing. If a guy is trying to date or talk to you a little bit and you say, oh, I'm not interested, guys are like, okay, no problem. Like, I'm not going to chase anymore. We're done with that. And ladies, I hope that's what you wanted, because that's what you're going to get. Another gal posts online here on Twitter. If a man leaves after you've cheated, he clearly wasn't a real man. Real men would work it through and help you become a better woman. They accept you with all your flaws. I have a very in-depth and complicated answer for that. No. That's my in-depth, and we're not helping you with anything. You better come correct, and you better come with everything, because we're not going to take our time, our lives, and work on you. You cheat, you're out. You lie, you're out. You get texting a couple of guys that you shouldn't be, you're out. Your best friend and you want to go out drinking on a Friday night at a club, you're out, at least for me. Some of you may put up with it, not me. All right, here's what got me on this tirade. There's eight things that got me on this tirade, but This is what I was talking about, and I'm not going to get into the political part of this, okay? But this is our government here in the United States. I know in Germany you guys are having a problem with this. Actually, most of the European Union's having problems with this. Australia's having problems with this. And India's having problems with this. It is bleeding over into other societies. That's why I want to read this story. But, and this is from Susan Venker, who's a great, like, men's rights woman. Susan Venker, if you haven't looked at any of her stuff, mad props. And I was saying she's okay, not any other weird symbol you weirdos think of. But here's the president's quote. You know, I've told my daughters, granddaughters from the first time they got old enough to understand what I was saying, and I meant it. There's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. Not a single thing. Now, oddly enough, I just did a story a couple weeks ago about how the military had to change its physical entrance requirements because women were failing at a 65% rate. So they separated again, and all the women's bars were lower. So that's obviously not true. Of course, he went on to talk about how women are only getting 78, although he actually said 82 cents, which compared to what men made. And I'm leaving a link below. There's actually an article that once again dissuades all this. But the big message now to the government is, ladies, we know you have it tough. And we know that you can do everything a man can do, even better. So we don't need men. So don't worry about men. Men are worthless. I know they're in your way. Basically, all they are is the obstacle to you being happy. They're worthless, and you can do everything otherwise that you want to. This is a message we're sending out, and this is the one that makes me go, you know what? I'm checking out. I'm checking out of society. You don't want me to help anymore? No problem. We're no better than anybody else. Women can handle the problems then. Woman getting beaten up on the street? Women come to her rescue. Men aren't going to do it. Woman broken down on the side of the road and doesn't know how to fix a flat tire? Men can just drive by because other women will stop and help her, you see. We're not needed anymore. Now, I know this isn't the truth, but when they keep hammering men over and over and over with this message, eventually men start to listen. And in the clips that I have up and coming, not only am I going to show how men are not listening, but how men still will protect women and help women so much more than they actually do men. And it's really, really gross. You see, they want men to step in and protect women, but women are also the same. You can't have it both ways. I want to date a man that makes 150%, according to surveys, 150% of what I make, but also men are equal to women. And if you're going to say, well, women should make as much as a man, the only way then you get to date a man that makes more than you is if you date up. But women are graduating at a 60% to men's 40% ratio-wise ahead of, women are graduating 20% more from higher education college than men are. So already they're advantaged. But again, men are holding women back, you see. God, I could, this video could be 3 hours long. I can't bring up all the data, guys. I split it amongst all my videos. So you have to go back and looking at it. But let me wrap this up with what Susan says. She said this up with women, down with men narrative This up with women, down with men narrative, the ones feminists created and their empty-headed followers repeat, has been the single greatest tragedy of modern America. It's the reason families are falling apart at the seams and will continue to do so as long as Joe's in the Oval Office. Millions of men have stopped trying to succeed. Because what the heck for? No one needs them, and modern women are mired in resentment. So much extra weight of caregiving and responsibility is falling on women's shoulders, Biden said. It causes women to miss work, cut hours, and leave their jobs and care for their children and aging loved ones. That in and of itself sows some discrimination. This is the quintessential feminist tenet that suggests women in America must constantly fend off the conspiracy of male chauvinist pigs in their midst. Not only is this unattainable attitude for love and family life, it has a way of making women perpetually miserable, which can possibly be happy when half the human race, who can possibly be happy when half the human race is purportedly conspiring against you. Not to worry, Biden says, men may be useless, but I'm here now to give you everything men don't. Together we will create a new world. Men need not apply. So, you know, the big overarching government or the big overarching message from the government is vote for us. Because we will take care of you. You don't need men for your safety. You don't need men for your protection. You don't need men for your income. You don't need men to be fathers. Big Daddy government's going to step in. Men will pay the child support. all we're being boiled down to is scratch money, taxable income for the government. And a lot of guys have said, you know something? I don't need to save for a house. I don't need to save for a car. I don't need to save for a family anymore. All I have to do is make enough to be happy. So you know what? I'm going to have an apartment with two or three dudes that we like maybe drinking with and playing, I don't know, Xbox or PlayStation and being perpetual children. And here's the thing. I'm not even going to say that that's a bad thing at this point, being a perpetual child. I still enjoy my games. But the point is, why do they need to grow up? They don't need to be responsible for a woman or family. Why do they need to make lots of dollars if government's just going to keep increasing the amount of tax they take from people, take it from men, and then give it to women in social programs? But if God, you know, God forbid if you're a man that needs a social program because they don't exist for you. I think that I counted 200 or 300 scholarships for women compared to men's 20 or 30 scholarships from the government. And all the women's were 2 to 3 times more money that the women got. So basically, they've boiled it down to men work and give the money to give your money to the government. Other than that, you're worthless and awful human beings, and women can do everything you can do, and you're evil and holding women back. And that message to someone like me ticks me off. To a lot of you guys, it does too. But guess what it's going to do to our younger generation? Our younger generation is going to listen. They're going to listen, and they're going to say, you know what? You're right. I am worthless. I shouldn't protect women. I shouldn't talk to women. I shouldn't look at women. I shouldn't ask them out. And you're going to be inundated with a bunch of men that are weak and cowards, and they're not going to step in to help you or save you. They're not going to join up for the military, and more than likely in 30 years, we'll all be speaking Chinese. Okay. Megan Rapinoe, the famous football player, or for you Americans, soccer player, that's a big girls' right advocate. She says she wrote an essay. Megan Rapinoe pens an essay saying banning biological males from women's sports is discrimination. They need to be allowed to play. So she's saying, hey, men that are now women should be allowed to play in women's sports. If you didn't read my conversation that I had, or you didn't view my conversation I had with Myron and Fresh over on Fresh and Fit, when they interviewed me, they asked me, like, what do you think about this kind of stuff about transition men participating in women's sports? I said they're going to get exactly what they ask for. So here she's going to say, you know what? People that are transitioning over from men to women should be allowed in female sports. What they're going to realize, though, the sports teams, the sponsors, everybody else is going to realize those men are much better. Remember, a 14-year-old boys team in Texas beat these women, the World Cup winners or whatever it is. I don't watch soccer. I don't care about it. But they, 14-year-old boys, beat these women in a scrimmage match. So they're going to get 18-year-old to 25-year-old transition from male to female women, and they're going to hire them. They're going to bring them on. They're going to find their much better players, and they're going to make an entire team based on that. And then you know what? The women are out. The women are just not going to be included. And then you're going to have a men's league, and then you're going to have a transition league. And women are, or, and then maybe they have to make a third league for women, because women will not be able to compete. Fallon Fox, I think, is the MMA boxer that went from male to female and ended up like crushing two women's skulls, breaking their skulls in fights. Don't tell me where you're not equal. You know, when I did ultramarathon obstacle course running, the woman that trained me was 26. And when she first started training me, she kicked my A at everything because she was in CrossFit. She ran ultramarathons. She did Spartan races. After the end, now remember, I'm 48. At the time I was 46, she was 26. I'm 20 years senior as a male. I'm 26 years older and a male. At the end of that year, I was able to squat more, deadlift more, like a lot more. She was squatting 160 pounds. I was squatting 300 pounds. We were the same weight. She was maybe 10 pounds lighter than I was. Why? Testosterone. You know, my muscles grow very quickly. I drop fat very quickly. It's how we're built. It's how my bone density is more. And so when we did a race at the end of the year, I kept up with her, like stride by stride, did everything she did. Even though I'm 20 years older, she's been training for a decade. I've been training for a year. It may not be fair, but there are differences. And as long as they put this kind of stuff together, men are going to come in, they're going to step over to you know, they're going to become women, and then they're going to compete, and the women are no longer going to have a place in sports anymore. But again, this is what you asked for. So this is a link from Susan Venker's article. I'm not going to read through it, but it's the six myths that the girl power advocates come up, the myths that will not, they won't give up on, and they debunk this. I'm going to leave this down below. I don't want to read through it because I've touched on most of it in other videos, and I don't want to make this super long. Okay, and here's another topic that she linked to. Susan Venker linked to this as well. And I do want to read through this a little bit. This is from 2019, just last year, and this is from USA Today. And it's an opinion piece, but they do have data to it. And this is by Warren Farrell. Says, boy crisis threatens America's future with economic health and self-deletion risks. I have discovered that there is, in fact, a boy crisis, and it is a global crisis, and that is particularly egregious in the U.S. In an astonishing disclosure about the two greatest dangers to the future of America's economy, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell revealed on CBS 60 Minutes last month the peril posed by young males not looking for work, being addicted to illicit substances, and being unprepared for the transition to technology. Powell posits that this economic problem is also a national security problem. He implies that if we ignore this crisis at our own peril, his warning is ignored. In my half century of research on boys and men, I have discovered that there is, in fact, a boy crisis, and it is a global crisis. And that it is particularly, why did they just write this twice? Okay, let me jump to the next paragraph. It is a crisis of education. Worldwide, 60% of the students who achieve less than the baseline level of proficiency in any of the three core subjects of the program for international assessment are boys. Even boys' IQs are dropping. It's a crisis of mental health. Boys' self-deletion rates are going from only slightly more than girls before the age of 15 to three times that of girls between 15 and 19, and 4.5 times that of girls between 20 and 24. Multiple victim acts, where one guy will go out and hurt multiple people. Prisoners and Islamic State recruits are at least 90% male. And they say boys are falling behind without dads. Boys are falling behind girls in the 63 largest developed nations. I'm not going to drill down. I just want to get these bullet points out there. Please read this, though. Please read this. The solution is involved fathers. And a lot of times women have said, at least that I've read by a lot of these girl power advocates, is they said men just hit it and quit it and they leave. Yeah, bad men do. But there are a whole heck of a lot of men that would love to have a wife and family and kids. And most of the times, the men are denied this by the women and the court systems. So men that would like to be fathers, I mean, there are men that take themselves out because they've been denied visitation rights with their families. So to put it always, of course, they always put it on men, like, oh, men, they want to create it, but don't want to be around for the tough parts. There are a lot of men that want to be around for the tough parts, and they're not allowed to. And what this does is this is making children be raised without fathers. And I did a video on this a little while ago, and at some point I'll touch on this again. But the mothers that are raising the kids that are being raised without father figures are multiples, like several hundred to 1,000 or more percent likely to have trouble in school, get in trouble, not do well in school, a whole batch of problems. And there's not much more in this article, but I will read it below because I think it's important. All right. Sorry, I know I'm jumping around a lot today, but I have so many things I want to talk about, and I don't want to make this like 10 hours long. Okay, this is a video that was shared. So right now, at least in the United States, they have this big whole thing about, hey, we need to stop doing harm or not stop attacking Asians. And coincidentally, at one point earlier this year, Asians kind of had the same advantages that Caucasians did. We were all kind of looked at the same. So depending on what you know, the politics they want to use it, they'll say, like, oh, like Yale, for example, and other Ivy League schools are requiring a higher entrance exam score for Asians than they are for Caucasians. And they have to have a higher score than do other people of color or minorities. So they have a grading scale, and Asians were at the top of that scale. Like, they had to test the very highest to get in at the same rate. So they're trying to raise the bar for certain ethnicities. This is, of course, illegal, and I think there's a law case on it going on right now. But then when they want to use minorities as a victim class, well, then they adjust it and they say, oh, well, actually, there's a lot of harm being perpetrated to them as well. Well, this being said, this was an attack that was right outside of a building. And there's two security guards in here. I can't play it through because it is pretty violent. I will do on some click points on this, though. Let me mute it so I don't get... Anyway, a gentleman comes up and knocks an Asian woman down to the ground, and then he steps on her in a very violent manner, and she's kind of left there laying on the ground. Now, the two security guards you can see in the camera don't move an inch. They don't go out to help her, and they don't go out to stop the guy. They're just watching out the doors. And then right here after they're done kind of banging her up a little bit, then right at the end, I'll play it from here on out. The guy walks up to it, and then he starts to close the door. Like, didn't go out to help her, didn't go out to pick her up, didn't go out to render aid. He just kind of shut the door on it. And a lot of people and when I first start this, I was really ticked off. I got to be honest, because I'm like, look, I get that just because you're a guy doesn't mean you need to help other people. Or just because you're a human being doesn't mean you need to help other people. But what's going on with society to where we just kind of go, well, that person's getting attacked, I'm not going to do anything? Well, here's what's going on, and I always give myself some time to process these things so I'm not too reactionary to it. But number one, just because he's a guy and it happened to a woman and it was another guy attacking her doesn't mean it's his responsibility to make it stop. Now you're saying, but he's a security guard. I mean, his job is literally to provide security. However, in a lot of these cases, the building, when you're hired to work for a building or a corporation, your legality, your responsibility starts and ends at the front door. So at the moment he steps out the front door, he's no longer on his company's property. He's now on the street. It is public area or deemed to belong to the state or the city and the government. So the minute he walks across that threshold, he's no longer a building protector. He's now walked out into the public. That'd be like something happening on the street in front of my house and somebody saying, well, it happened in front of your address, so we're going to hold you responsible. That's not how it works. Now, in a normal world where people are healthy and everyone's functioning like an adult, people will go out and try to protect other people and help them. The problem is, this guy, number one, maybe he doesn't have any way to defend himself. You know, maybe he doesn't have a sidearm or something like that. Number two, if he goes out there and something happens to him, maybe his insurance won't cover him. Maybe his company will throw him under the bus because he left the company's property. Number three, what if he got harmed by this guy hurting the woman? What if he got harmed by that? Would insurance cover it? Would his company? See, the thing is, we've gotten to be such a litigious society where if anybody does anything that maybe someone can make some money off of, it makes people get scared to respond. And so I have no doubts in this guy. And it may not even be about his job. It may just be the fact of he's like, I don't know if I can legally do this. I want to help her, but I can't do anything. And I'll just shut the door to protect everybody in the building so this guy doesn't come back and come in the building because I'm in charge of this building. I don't know. But this is what happens when society kind of does this. And here's a statement that was released by the company. And man, did this tick me off. This is from BroadSky.org. Of course, BroadSky organization is aware of the attack on an Asian American woman in front of 360 West 43rd Street. The BroadSky organization condemns company speak for we don't like all bad actions and bad people. Now here's the thing. They say the staff who witnessed the attack have been suspended pending an investigation in conjunction with their union. So they suspended it for witnessing it and not doing anything about it. But is it their job to do something about it? Now, let's say, you know what? Security guards are supposed to. I'll give the guards the bad nudge here and say, okay, maybe they should have protected the maybe they were in charge of the sidewalk in front of the building. And if they didn't perform their duty as a security officer, then they were cowardly and that was crappy. And they should have done it to protect anyone getting beaten up on the sidewalk of any race, of any nationality, whether it was male or female. A security guard is paid to secure and make people be safe. So if they drop the ball, I'll call the security guards out on this. They should have gone out and stopped the guy and at least helped the woman, helped anyone that went down. But here's the real kicker of their statement. The Brodsky organization is also working to identify a third-party delivery vendor present during the incident so appropriate action can be taken. So you're going to go out after a vendor delivery guy? I have to assume it's a guy. You're going to go after him for not helping? Number one, he's security. Number two, he's just a vendor dude. Yeah, he may have watched it happen, but there is no legal ramification that anyone has to help anyone. And if you say, oh, but it was a poor defenseless X, woman, minority, whatever. Hey, women are equal to men now. It doesn't matter if it was a guy or a woman that was knocked down. It doesn't matter if it was a man that was a perpetrator. I mean, according to our president of the United States, women are even better at most things. So if a guy's getting hammered and punched and beaten up on the ground and it's a woman, they should treat that as bad as, if not more severe than a guy doing it to a woman, because women can do everything better than men, even beat people up, apparently, and maybe they're even stronger. This is something we need to be careful about, right? No more helping women stranded because they can do things better than us men can. Why would I stop to help a woman change a flat tire if I, a mere stupid man, can't do things as good as a woman can anyway? I'd be mansplaining if I stopped to try to help her. So just let her handle it. Oh no, a woman is getting beaten up by a guy? Let her handle it, because women, you see, are as good as, if not better than men at everything. So she can obviously defend herself better than I could defend her, because she's a woman. I mean, if they want to use this against men, do you know what's going to happen when men start using it back against you? You're going to be very unhappy, but this is the world that you're wanting to create. You know, you want we want full representation of women on the front lines as well as men on the front lines when two countries go to battle. I have to avoid the W-A-R word. So what happens then when the women that are on the front lines get hurt, injured, maimed, or the R Alpha Papa Echo, the forceful snuggle, as it were, where they have foreign soldiers advance on them, and I mean make advances on them, and all of a sudden these bad things happen to them. Are you then going to be like, oh my gosh, we should protect women, and you can't have it always. See, we're in very good times. They don't think about this stuff. But if we actually do have a conflict and you've got a large chunk of women that are in equal roles as men, hey, I'm fine with that. But here's the thing. That means a lot of women are going to get hurt. A lot of women are going to get shot. A lot of women are going to have bad things happen to them. And then you know what? It's on your hands. And if you're going to feel bad about that, then you can't say men and women are equal, because obviously a man's life is worth less if you care more about women getting hurt than men getting hurt in a military conflict. They've made up so many crazy rules and they can't enforce all of them. They're a snake eating its own tail at this point. And I got to tell you, I really think this is going to, and I legitimately mean this, maybe not this decade, but I think in the next decade or two to come, I think this makes the fall of Western society. You're going to have weak, effeminate men. You're not going to have anybody that will step up and defend our country. You've got quotas now in the military, and you've got woke agendas. We bad times are coming, fellas. Bad times are coming. And one or two last ones. So two teen girls in D.C. An Uber Eats driver, a man, an Asian. Not that that matters, but remember, right now that is the current hot cult class that everybody's trying to say have been discriminated against. Because, you know, whatever. So anyway, an Uber Eats gentleman, the women tased him, and I'm not sure how he got stuck in the car or caught in the car, but he was stuck in the door of his car most of the way out. a girl jumped into the driver's seat. One's 15 and the other's 12, I think. So these are very young girls. They sped off down the road with him trapped, went around a corner, and the car tipped over and ended his life. What bothered me about this, and I can't play the video because it's very disturbing. And I know you guys would be okay to see it, but YouTube has their thing. But please go look it up if you haven't. Anyway, we have National Guard that are stationed in DC right now. When the car flipped and tossed the guy and he hit a wall 20 feet from where the car flipped over, he was not moving. He was pretty crumpled up pretty bad. They were more concerned about the women and about either grabbing them or helping them or stopping them or something. And the guy just laid there next to a building, not moving, and no one checked on him. No, now this is our military. No one checked for his vitals. No one went over to check to see if he was okay. They just left him crumpled up in a corner. It broke my heart. It broke my heart. Because had it been reversed and two male teens had done this and a woman been tossed over, there probably would have been 15 guys tackling the young men to stop them and another 15 over here making sure that the woman was okay or getting aid immediately. When it's reversed, no one really grabbed the women. They didn't really stop them. I mean, they were pointing out and said somebody's called the police, and no one went over to help the guy. They just stood there and kind of watched it. I'm not going to read the story. I'll let you guys look it up again because it's important, but it gets kind of into some details that it's just not my point. But again, it's a situation that when men have the advantage, it's evil and it's bad and it's unfair. When women have the advantage, hey, it's just due course, and this is what women deserve anyway, and it's been hundreds of years of patriarchy, so they deserve to be ahead for a little while. Here's the thing, if you're a young man in today, or even if you're just a guy in today's society, things are gonna get rough, fam. I mean, they're gonna get bad. And I just said fam. I don't know why I said that. Family. I've been reading too much Twitter, I guess. Or maybe I've been reading too many memes. Guys, things are just going to get rough, and it's not going to be fair for a long time. And you can rage against the machine, but they're not going to listen to you. The only way that they'll listen to you is vote with your dollars, which means stop spending money on these woke brands. Like when Gillette razors came out and they put out their message, a year or two ago, about how men are just bad. I stopped buying Gillette products and all the other ones that are associated with Procter & Gamble. I just boycotted them. I do that with anything. And I joke around that, like, right now, this past year has been amazing because living on the bus is cheap. But I'll be honest with you, other than buying very few minimal things and like some new microphone packs and things, I am not a spender anymore. I don't spend money on Hollywood. I don't spend money on company brands like this stuff. And I don't think you should either, because the only way you make companies get away from this BS and the government is stop participating. And the thing is that if you're a big earner, move to a state like Florida. Move to a state where they don't have any state tax, and use every opportunity you can to not pay you have to pay your taxes, but look for every loophole you can using the law to not pay them. And that way they don't have as much government money, because God knows they're just going to turn around and say men are awful and give all the programs to the women anyway. And this last one, man. Schoolboy lashes his school. It's not just a schoolboy lashing the school. This is the headline, by the way. This is a lot of parents lashing out against a school. Listen to what they did. Schoolboy lashes his school for making the boys stand in front of the girls during an assembly and apologize for the snuggle struggles, the bad actions committed by their gender. So these boys are young. School sparked outrage for making male students apologize on behalf of their gender. The Broward College in Warrnambool. Sorry, you guys have some weird, that's got to be either in Australia or the UK. It's got to be Australia. Warrnambool, Victoria, told boys to stand up during an assembly. Gesture meant to be symbolic, to apologize for behavior of men towards women. These are young boys. How are they supposed to apologize for other men? These are young boys. They have not done anything wrong. Parents have said they were mortified and their children were left confused. School says the move was well-intended, but recognized it was inappropriate. Oh, well-intended. That's all that matters. You know, there was a stray cat and I wanted to wash the stray cat. So I put it in the water and I sudsed it up and I held it under the water for like 20 minutes while I washed it. And I didn't realize I drowned the cat. Not really. I mean, this is an example. I would never do that to an animal. I love animals. All animals are wonderful. Okay, you washing a stray cat and maybe cleaning it up so it could get adopted. Good intention. You holding it under the water until it was like not living anymore. Your good intention was evil. I mean, it was stupid. This is the same thing. It's well-intended, but stupid. So don't even try to pretend like you can come out clean on this one. Let me see if I can get down to the ages of these kids. The student said their brother went blah, 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 blah. My 12-year-old has no idea about harmful acts that older stupid men do. And he was made to apologize and he doesn't understand why. Earlier, 12-year-old Levy, who had only been at the college since the start of the year, said he was forced to apologize to many of his classmates whom he hadn't even met. They told us to stand up and turn to a girl in our class and say, "I'm sorry," Levy told A Current Affair. "I don't think that's okay to be harmed. I felt a bit under pressure to stand up I felt a bit under pressure to stand up, and if I didn't, I felt like I was a bad person." Put a comma in there. Like, editing is not hard. A comma. Let's see. Another student named Vinny said there were several girls in the assembly hall that began crying because they'd been revealed that they had had bad things done to them, and they started crying because they were uncomfortable, which kind of revealed they had bad things done to them, which outed them. "I had a girl behind me crying because they'd basically been exposed to the entire school and we had to apologize for stuff we didn't actually do." The boy's mother said the decision from the school was making it seem like the boys would be perpetrators in the future. One parent said her son in year 7 was left confused about why he had to stage a bizarre apology. He said that he was made to stand up and basically apologize. It wasn't explained properly to the male students what they were doing or why they were doing it. They really should have made more of an effort to notify the parents. This kid's like 12 years old. And you're telling these young men to stand up and apologize to women for everything men have done to women throughout all of history. And you're going to tell me this is okay. And you're going to tell me that you expect these men to stand up and defend women. And you expect these men to have a backbone, these young boys. You are going to create, society is going to create the largest group of uneducated, shy, reserved, in the closet. I mean, like not that kind of closet, but like closeted, quiet, locked away, video game playing, minimum job having men. And women will be able to run society. It'll be all theirs. Women will have the run of everything. And you know what? That's when other countries, and I won't get into the list of countries, but learn Chinese. Other countries will say, "Hey, look, these countries are all weak. Their militaries are weak. They're because of their quotas and putting women in STEM that don't even want to be involved in STEM. Whatever it is, they're going to get weak, and China's just going to keep, well, these other countries are just going to keep ramping and ramping and ramping up, and it's go time. And then you know something? Let me know where all your equality, not equality, but where all your yay girl power gets you. Because you're going to have weak men that don't know how to fight, don't know how to defend, don't want to. They just want to be left alone to play their video games in their rooms or their hobbies or whatever it is. I'm not saying that guys only play video games, but maybe they'll just go out to the gym and work out. But they're not going to be a part of society and they're going to be low earners. So you know who's going to pay for all these empowering programs that women want? Women. Because the men are not going to be making very much. So women are going to be taxing themselves for all their own programs. And men, hey, look, I mean, I mention this a lot, but I'm literally living in a bus. I have solar panels. I have a water tank I need to fill up. I have a compost toilet. If I could find a fresh stream to get water for my shower and my faucets, and I can buy fresh water or get a good water filtration unit. As long as I can buy food, I can literally live off the grid forever. I don't need to pay into any systems. And there's a point in time where once you get enough money, if you're only drawing out $5,000 or $10,000 a year for your food and basic needs, That's all they can tax you on. That's all you're taking is income. I mean, I will literally be like off the grid completely as someday if I want to. But my point is, if all men start doing that, this society is so going to crash and burn. It's game over, and we're heading in that direction. They're going to get what they ask for, I'm telling you. But all this stuff is why I think a lot of men are saying, you know what, have at it. I'm out. I'm tapping out. I don't want any part of this game anymore. And my dating profile, let me segue over to this, because the dating profile of the day is another great example, because so many dating profiles now are saying they're not looking for men or that they're straight. They're saying they're bi. Why? Because there are going to be so few men that want to be in the dating market that if a woman wants a partner, if she wants to date someone, she may have to navigate and find another woman, because men are not having it. Also, when you tell women all their lives that men are bad and they're the patriarchy and they're the ones keeping you at bay, but women are awesome and women are beautiful and women, is there any reason why women wouldn't grow up and go, why would I want a man? They're horrible. But other women, I guess, are okay. Maybe you can override biology. Time will tell. All right, let's jump over to our dating profile of the day. All right, this gal is 29. She's a teacher's aide at None of Your Business. She is a bi woman, so she will take either flavor. She's not picky. She says, my name is blank. I'm socially awkward. Shocking. I'm weird. I'm random. I have a 5-year-old daughter. Okay, so apparently she does date some men at some point. Some chat out there got unlucky. I am a gamer. I like taking photos of... Now, okay, let me stop here for a second. All these sentences, tell me, when somebody talks like this, it sounds weird. Hi, my name is Joker. Welcome to my YouTube channel. I am going to talk to you about men's rights. I would also like to talk about, like, when you make a tiny little sentence like that, you sound like you're special needs, okay? Or that you're just not very literate. Well, this is in miles, like her distance is miles away, so she's a native English speaker. So listen to her sentence. I'm going to pause between each sentence because this is the way it reads. Name is blank. I'm socially awkward. I'm weird and random. I have a 5-year-old daughter. I am a gamer. I like taking photos of nature. I am 420 friendly. I am a stoner mom. I am here for only friends. If you have to ask what I mean by that, then obviously don't message me. I'm looking for only friends. Not friends with benefits, not F buddies, nothing like that, so keep your horniness to yourself. Well, bye. She had two complete, like, full-length sentences in this. All right, so she's socially awkward, she's weird, she's random, she's got a 5-year-old, she's a gamer, she likes taking photos of nature, 420 friendly, stoner, I'm here only for friends. Okay, we don't want you just for friends. As a matter of fact, if a guy wants a friend, he'll go have another guy friend. Because you know what? Other guy friends are also gamers, also might like photos of nature, also random, are probably also socially awkward if you're a younger guy that hasn't been out and dated or conversed with a lot of people. I'm not saying all young people are like that, though. Friends. So why do we need you? You're 29. You also like dating women. Why would a guy just be your friend? I got nothing. I don't. Wow, great dating profile. You'll get lots of great, awesome men with this dating profile. Guys, but here's my point, though. Again, she's not offering anything that a guy can't. She's not really interesting. She can speak in 4-word sentences. And she also dates women, so you're not needed, gents. You're not needed for dating. The only thing you're really needed for right now is procreation, making kids. And if you do that, good luck visiting them, being a father to them, seeing them. So if you're not needed society, you're not needed for your income, you're not needed for dating anymore. You know, one of the few things that men want, other than some bedroom fun, is to be appreciated, to be thanked, to be looked up to be found as a mentor, to be for someone to say, you know what, you're important, it's meaningful, like you're a special person to me. I appreciate who you are, and I appreciate what you do. That's driven men to do wonderful things in society. But when a society says, hey, you know what, you're awful, patriarchy, F you, We don't need you. Women can do everything better anyway. You're just standing in our way. Men, blah, 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 blah. Is it any surprise men are going to say, you know something? I'm done. I'm out. And good luck to you. So, guys, that's our takeaway for today, man, is that if you feel like society's leaning down on you, I'm not saying not to participate, but be selective with who and what you participate in. Be selective of what you do. Go to a state that doesn't collect your taxes, or if you can do anything to keep your money to yourself, make enough that will make you happy. And if being a millionaire, a billionaire is what's going to make you happy, go ahead and do it. I'm not saying like don't make money because the government's going to take it. I'm just saying don't feel like you being a great earner and getting taxed to death is going to be a great benefit, because these women are still not going to look at you as a good thing. They still want to crap on you and basically say everything in the world is your fault.